Hello, everyone. I'm Gary Robey with Call to Worship. The fact that God sees all affects us in many ways. One thing for certain, as we get a clearer understanding of that concept, we will change.
There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. None else could heal all our souls' diseases. No, not one. No. So high and holy, no, not one, no, not one. And yet no friend is so meek and lowly, no, not one, no, not one. Cheer us. No, not one. No, not one. Jesus knows about our struggles. He will guide till the day is done. There's just not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. Jesus knows about our struggles, and He will guide till the day is done. There's just not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No.
God in heaven, our Creator and Savior. We gather today during this time to worship You. Among Your attributes are the fact that You know all things, omniscient. You see all things. There's nothing hid from You. This very fact should comfort us as we learn that You know how we feel. You know how we will react to circumstances. You see what we are living in now, and you see and know what we need. As our loving Father, you watch for our needs. You see each step we take. We praise you for the God that you are. Lord, help us to learn what you want us to hear today. And then let us not be hearers only, but as we meditate on these facts from Scripture, help us to act on that understanding, to rest in who you are, and to live out this day in your presence, knowing that you are the God who sees. Amen.
By his grace he supplies my every need. Oh, his faithfulness exceeds beyond what I can see, and God is worthy. If not another blessing came, I'd still give him praise. All the balance of days and he's forgiving, and though I've caused him much pain, still he calls me friend. His love and grace exceed beyond what I can see.
Morning. I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Plans to prosper you, plans never to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. These are the plans. These are the plans. These are the plans I have for you. Oh yeah. Oh yes. Your word never fails. Promises are true.
You are listening to Call to Worship.
Lead us for our use, thy faults prepare.
Thank you for your letters and your financial support of this ministry. You can write to us here at Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. And please visit us online at calltoworship.us, where you can make your tax-deductible donation safely and securely. A lot of good things are there for you on the website, like being able to listen to the program anytime you want. Maybe you listen to a local station that airs Call to Worship once a week, and I'm happy that you do. I hope you will contact that station and thank them for carrying Call to Worship. And if they are a listener-supported ministry, send them a financial gift as well. But maybe you missed the program on your station. Well, we have the program available to you all week long, 24/7. Check us out, calltoworship.us.
Joseph in a prison cell. I doubt I'll ever see the light of day. Then you show me the purpose of my circumstance, and suddenly I see it in your way. Oh Lord, I want to see
fragile soul was losing ground, sorting through the earthly babble. Heaven heard the sound. This was a no successes, only tries. Yet gazing down on this unlovely one, there was love in heaven's eyes. In heaven's in heaven's eyes, no hopeless cause. Only people like you, with feelings like me, amazed by the grace we can find in heaven's eyes. Life goes by and no one bothers. Heaven feels the pain. Looking down, God sees each heartache, knows each sorrow, hears each cry. Looking up, we'll see compassion's fire ablaze in heaven's eyes. In heaven's eyes, there are no losers. In heaven's eyes, no hopeless cause. And we're amazed by the grace we can find in heaven's
our prayer is that today's call to worship is a valuable part of your worship.
He has Jupiter for a pillow, an angel choir for a lullaby, clouds for a blanket, and the moon is his nightlight, but he don't ever sleep. cause he's busy watching over me.
He rules the universe from his throne on high.
But when I need attention, he is by my side. He's watching me. Yes, he's watching me.
He's a busy God, but on his list of things to do, his number one priority is watching me and you. He's taking care of business, feeding birds and making rain. But he'll stop what he's doing when I speak his name. Cause he's watching me.
He might be busy painting rainbows or making demons flee, but he'll still find the time to make some time for you and me.
There's nothing, no, no, nothing he would rather do.
He knows when I'm in trouble, he don't miss a thing. One eye's on that sparrow and the other one's on me. He's watching me. Yes, he's watching me.
He's a busy God, but on his list of things to do, his number one priority is watching me and you. He's taking care of business, feeding birds and making rain. But he'll stop what he's doing when I speak his name. He's a busy God, but on his list of things to do, his number one priority is watching me and you. He's taking care of business, feeding birds and making rain. But he'll stop what he's doing when I speak his name. Cause he's watching me. Yes, he's watching me.
Well, he's watching.
He's watching me.
We exist under the watchful eye of the God who knows the future. He sees all. This reality will affect, or should affect, all that we do, say, or think. For example, knowing that He sees what we do or say can act as a deterrent, or may be recognized as encouraging us to do good. And the fact that He sees us should give us comfort and implies that He watches us carefully as a father or mother watches over their young children at play. In light of the fact that He is the God who sees, how should we then live? Let's consider this as we look into His Word. One very good example of how knowing God sees all can have an effect is found in Genesis 16. The angel of the Lord found Hagar beside a spring of water in the wilderness, along the road to Shur. The angel said to her, "Hagar, Sarai's servant, where have you come from, and where are you going?" "I'm running away from my mistress," she replied. The angel of the Lord said to her, "Return to your mistress and submit to her authority." Then he added, "I will give you more descendants than you can count." And the angel also said, "You are now pregnant and will give birth to a son. You are to name him Ishmael," which means "God hears. For the Lord has heard your cry of distress. This son of yours will be a wild man, is untamed as a wild donkey. He will raise his fist against everyone, and everyone will be against him. Yes, he will live in open hostility against all his relatives." Therefore, Hagar used another name to refer to the Lord who had spoken to her. She said, "You are the God who sees me." She also said, "Have I truly seen the one who sees me?" So that well was named Beer Lahoi Roy, which means "Well of the Living One who sees me." That God sees everything comes with His character, who He is and described as being omniscient, all-knowing. The psalmist David knew a lot about this and described how it affects his thoughts, choices, and activities. Psalm 139. "O Lord, You have examined my heart and know everything about me. You know when I sit down or stand up. You know my thoughts even when I'm far away. You see me when I travel and when I rest at home. You know everything I do. You know what I'm going to say even before I say it, Lord. You go before me and follow me. You place Your hand of blessing on my head. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too great for me to understand. I can never escape from Your Spirit. I can never get away from Your presence. If I go up to heaven, You are there. If I go down to the grave, You are there. If I ride with the wings of the morning, if I dwell by the farthest oceans, even there Your hand will guide me, and Your strength will support me. I could ask the darkness to hide me and the light around me to become night, but even in darkness I cannot hide from You. To You the night shines as bright as day. Darkness and light are the same to You. You made all the delicate inner parts of my body and knit me together in my mother's womb. Thank You for making me so wonderfully complex. Your workmanship is marvelous. How well I know it. You watched me as I was being formed in utter seclusion, and as I was woven together in the dark of the womb. You saw me before I was born. Every day of my life was recorded in Your book. Every moment was laid out before a single day had passed. How precious are Your thoughts about me, O God! They cannot be numbered. I can't even count them. They outnumber the grains of sand. And when I wake up, You are still with me." From Proverbs 5, "Why should you be intoxicated, my son, with a forbidden woman and embrace the bosom of an adulteress? For a man's ways are before the eyes of the Lord, and he ponders all his paths." Later in Proverbs 15, "The eyes of the Lord are in every place, keeping watch on the evil and the good." 2 Chronicles 16, "For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show Himself strong in the behalf of those whose heart is perfect toward Him." John 21, "When they had finished breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, 'Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these? He said to him, Yes, Lord, you know that I love you. He said to him, Feed my lambs. He said to him a second time, Simon, son of John, do you love me? He said to him, Yes, Lord, you know that I love you. He said to him, Tend my sheep. He said to him the third time, Simon, son of John, do you love me? Peter was grieved because he said to him the third time, Do you love me? And he said to him, Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you. Jeremiah 20, O Lord of hosts, who test the righteous, who sees the heart and the mind, let me see your vengeance upon them, for you, to you, have I committed my cause. Romans 8, 26 through 28, and the Holy Spirit helps our weakness. For example, we don't know what God wants us to pray for, but the Holy Spirit prays for us with groanings that cannot be expressed in words. And the Father, who knows all hearts, knows what the Spirit is saying, for the Spirit pleads for us as believers in harmony with God's own will. And we know that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to His purpose for them. Because our Heavenly Father does see all and knows all about us, He can provide all our needs, physically, healing, mentally, a sound mind, and of course, spiritually. He gives us peace in our spirit and comfort at every level. Dear God, help us to live and walk daily confident in the knowledge that You see us.
Should I feel discouraged? Why should I shine? there things inside your heart you think no one understands? Do you smile and face them on your own? And when it's late at night and there's no one else around, does your smile disappear when you're alone? My father knows just what you're going through. My father knows he's reaching out to and there's no need to run from him. He loves you so. Just come to him. My father knows. There's no need to run away. You cannot hide from him. For he sees the hurt you have inside. And when no one seems to care or even understand, he is always there. In him you can confide. My father knows just what you're going through. My father knows he's reaching out to you. And there's no need to run from him. He loves you so. Just come to him. My father knows. Come to him, my father knows.
Our call to worship today has been invested in God's Word, spoken and in song, as we decide how we should live based on the reality that God sees all. It is my prayer that this time has been a meaningful part of your worship today. Please take just a moment to write. I'd love to hear from you. Our address is Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. Are you wondering what this Call to Worship is all about? If you want a life-changing relationship with Jesus Christ, the God-man, then I invite you to admit your need for salvation. If you believe God, the eternal Creator King, loves us, sent His Son to die for us, for our sins, and brought Him back to life, God offers you glorious life now and in heaven. Love God and accept Christ through God's Holy Spirit today. Tomorrow is not a given, but the offer of salvation is. And when you make a decision, please let us know by mail to Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501, or contact us through our website, calltoworship.us, where you will find more information about this ministry, and you can make your tax-deductible donation safely and securely right there. calltoworship.us. And now, until we answer the call to worship once again, now, unto the King eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen.
The plans I have for you. there's the